Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Complete Pregnancy Book for First-Time Moms, From Getting Pregnant to Postpartum Recovery, is a practical pregnancy guide written by Dr. Raula A. Vriel, a pharmacist, writer, and mother. Positioned for first-time mothers, the book covers the full arc of the experience, beginning with conception and continuing through early pregnancy, symptom management, labor preparation, and postpartum recovery. Its purpose is not to present pregnancy as an abstract medical topic, but to make it easier to navigate through clear explanations, concrete checklists, and usable advice. The title and accompanying descriptions indicate that the book combines clinical awareness with an approachable, conversational style, aiming to reduce uncertainty during a period that often generates many questions, with more than 300 practical solutions and week-by-week guidance. It is designed as both an informational reference and a planning tool for readers who want support without heavy jargon. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, guiding first-time readers from conception planning through early pregnancy decisions. The book's early stage coverage is also important because first-time pregnancy is often shaped by questions that are logistical as much as medical. Readers need to know what information to track, what symptoms are normal, and what kinds of support systems to establish. By placing conception and first trimester preparation at the beginning, the book creates a logical entry point that mirrors how many women actually experience the process. That supports decision-making rather than simply delivering facts, which is especially valuable for readers who want a steady framework instead of scattered online advice. Secondly, using pharmacist informed symptom relief for common pregnancy discomforts. This section of the book also appears to respect the difference between medical accuracy and emotional comfort. Many pregnancy resources lean either too clinical or too vague, but the described format suggests a middle ground clear enough to be trusted, yet simple enough to be used in real life. That balance is important for first-time mothers who may worry about taking the wrong approach or overlooking something serious. The focus on practical solutions makes the book feel less like a reference only for rare complications and more like a day-to-day support system. In a crowded pregnancy category, that utility is one of its clearest differentiators. Thirdly, explaining week-by-week fetal development in language first-time moms can use, this developmental framework is more than a convenience feature. It supports emotional engagement by helping mothers feel connected to the process as it unfolds. The book reportedly includes ways to bond with the baby as growth progresses, which adds an interpersonal dimension to the informational content. That combination of education and connection is especially valuable for first-time mothers who may want both knowledge and reassurance. In practical terms, week-by-week guidance turns the book into a pacing tool, mindful, allowing readers to track progress and anticipate upcoming changes without being overwhelmed by the whole pregnancy at once. Fourthly, preparing for labor with planning tools, packing lists, and expectation management, this labor section also seems to reflect a realistic understanding of pregnancy education. Many books provide a broad overview of birth, but leave readers uncertain about what they actually need to do in advance. A guide that includes hospital bag essentials, birth prep summaries, and decision support tools gives the reader a clearer sequence of actions. That kind of structure is particularly valuable for first-time moms because labor preparation often becomes overwhelming when it is left too vague. The book's practical orientation, therefore, extends beyond information into readiness, helping readers feel more organized at one of the most time-sensitive points in the pregnancy journey. Lastly, supporting postpartum recovery with checklists and realistic after-birth guidance. The inclusion of recovery tools also implies a focus on organization during a period that can feel chaotic. Checklists and quick start summaries can help readers prioritize what truly matters when energy is limited and routines are disrupted. That practical support is especially valuable in postpartum care, where too much information can be as unhelpful as too little. The book stands out because it treats the aftermath of birth as part of the same continuum as conception and pregnancy, rather than as a separate topic. For first-time mothers, that continuity can make the entire experience feel more manageable and less fragmented. In conclusion, this book is best suited for first-time mothers who want a structured, practical pregnancy guide that stays useful from conception through postpartum recovery. It will also appeal to readers who prefer plain language explanations, checklist-based planning, and advice that feels grounded in clinical awareness without becoming overly technical. Its main benefit is clarity. It organizes a complicated life stage into distinct phases and gives readers concrete ways to respond to each one. That makes it more actionable than many general pregnancy books that focus mainly on medical overviews or emotional reassurance. What distinguishes it in the category is the combination of pharmacist-informed symptom guidance, week-by-week pregnancy tracking, labor preparation tools, and postpartum recovery support in one package. The conversational tone and bonus planning materials also make it feel designed for real use rather than passive reading. For readers who want a single resource that can function as a companion, reference, and preparation tool, this book offers a focused and practical option. If you would like to support Dr. Rawala A. Fryal, PharmD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.